We're about to once again check out some alternate routes with Here and Now digital and social media producer Rachel Rohr, who's been driving cross-country for the past 3 weeks in her Vanagon. It's sort of a camper, asking young Americans what's important to them ahead of the midterm elections. She recently rolled into Navajo Nation.
We're driving through Window Rock, Arizona, which is the capital and the seat of the government for the Navajo Nation. It does not feel like a city. It feels very much like a small town. There are a number of gas stations. You know, it's very much a southwest landscape with sandy soil and scrub brush. And all around us, it actually feels like we're in a bowl.
Rachel Rohr is still in Navajo country. We're going to hear about that as well as the rest of her trip. Rachel, hi, we've missed you. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, let's update people because we last spoke with you when you went to Ohio. Then you went to coal country where you spoke to a young coal worker. Now, at that time, he was worried about layoffs. What happened?
That's right. I actually got an update from him. He texted me saying that he still has a job. He still gets to work, but there were two mine sites shut down and over 200 people laid off work. And they gave him and the other workers another 60-day notice and a pay cut.
Oh, boy. So people really responded to him. And by the way, if you haven't heard it, we'll link you to Rachel's past reporting at hereandnow.org. So that's the update on at least one young person that she's met. That's tough. But where have you been since we spoke? On your way to Arizona?
Well, we've been in 8 states since we last talked. We drove through Tennessee and a piece of Alabama to Mississippi, where we spent some time in a small city called Hernando, just south of Memphis. It's an interesting place because it's challenging the stereotypes that come with Mississippi being the least healthy state in the U.S. For example, it has a huge farmers market every Saturday. One of the people I spoke with in Hernando was 22-year-old Camille Jenkins, who just became a nurse, and she wants to stay in the area specifically to focus on the high rate of infant mortality in Memphis.
It's higher than some, like, third world countries. Like, it's just, it's heartbreaking because, you know, all those babies just... So that's been a major reason. I want to, like, help combat that and work in the neonatal intensive care unit.
So that's inspiring, a 22-year-old you met in Memphis. So you continued on your trip. Where'd you go next?
Well, as I got into Arkansas and Oklahoma, I started meeting more politically conservative young people who often talked about issues in terms of their religion. Here's 24-year-old Marcus Beckley in Guymon, Oklahoma.
As a nation, I believe that, you know, we should always trust in God, and it seems like sometimes we get away from him, and, you know, kids can't pray in schools anymore, and we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I mean, that's just the patriotism and the trust in God has just gone downhill, and that's what I really focus on, that I want.
That's really interesting, Rachel. It sounds like you're saying you can actually feel states move from blue to red as you drive through. Some devotion there from a young person, but what else was on the mind of young people you met?
Well, you know, in spite of the differences from place to place, one thing I've been hearing about across the boards has been the environment. That's a top issue for young people, and including virtually every person I spoke with in New Mexico, which was the next state I went through.
Really interesting. Well, now you're there in Navajo Nation. What are you hearing from young people there?
Well, you know, it feels very different from what I've been hearing elsewhere. Navajo Nation is the biggest Indian reservation in the U.S. It actually lies in 3 different states, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico. Right now I'm in Window Rock, Arizona, which is the capital. And, you know, Navajo Nation not only has the midterm elections next month, they'll also be electing the executive and legislative branches of their tribal government, something that happens every 4 years. And there's a big controversy right now because one of the 2 presidential candidates does not speak Navajo fluently. And there's a question of whether that's against Navajo law. It's something that's hitting home for young people. Here's 24-year-old Chad Singer, who works in the Navajo government.
It is important that the president does know Navajo, but we also have to take into consideration that the younger generations aren't as fluent as the generations before us. And, you know, that's something that we have to look at. And it's not our fault that we weren't brought up on such, you know, of being in the mainstream society.
It's so fascinating, Rachel. We've actually heard, you know, NPR has reported on that controversy in that race, but we haven't heard young voices comment on it as you did. So that's great. And here you are at this very important time for the Navajo Nation. What else are young Navajos saying they're concerned about?
Well, you know, I was expecting to hear them talk about the issues that we always seem to hear about on Indian reservations: poverty, health, unemployment. In fact, nearly half of people in Navajo Nation are unemployed. But something else seemed to top everyone's list. Here's 27-year-old Selena McCray, who's been working as a legislative district assistant.
We have educated people who received their master's, doctorates. You know, they did so much, great credentials. But when they come back to the nation, they get their job applications denied due to no experience. That's really hard because, you know, I think these innovative, smart people who do are encouraged to come back and help their people after receiving their education, they should be able to have a chance to improve the nation and move the nation forward with their knowledge and skill. But that's not happening.
That's actually a sentiment I heard from every young person I spoke with in Window Rock. Dysfunction and scandals in the Navajo government are also a big issue. Here's 26-year-old Candace Bagoti, who's the first woman and youngest ever editor of the Navajo Times newspaper.
People have just lost trust and faith in this whole system. You know, they're getting really frustrated, and I think people have even said there's something coming. People are going to voice their opinions so strongly that our government's not even going to know what to do. You know, anything is possible here. It's just I'm afraid of what it's going to be, but it has the potential of turning into violence, which is, you know, it doesn't need to be that way, but people are really fed up.
That surprised me to hear. It's been interesting to talk with these young people who really are the future leaders of the tribe. And above all, what's important to them is preserving their culture and dedicating themselves to helping their people.
Fascinating. That's Here and Now digital and social media producer Rachel Rohr, otherwise known as our web goddess, who's been traveling cross country and will continue to touch base with her. But we just want to ask about the Vanagon. This is it's actually restored kind of van camper. How are things going? You've had some bumps in the road.
Yeah, we did have some bumps in the road. I won't get into all the gory details, but we did a little bit of unplanned off-roading through some dusty Oklahoma farmland. Started having some issues, but we were within driving distance of Santa Fe, where there are a number of Vanagon experts. So we were very fortunate we made it there. It was a wonderful place to be stranded overnight. And the van has a clean bill of health now. We're hoping we can make it back to Boston without any more problems.
We're just discovering there are Vanagons, and now we're learning there are Vanagon experts.
That's right.
So Rachel, where do you go next?
We're headed to Utah.
Excellent. We will check in with you then. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you can follow our colleague Rachel Rohr on Twitter at Lion Talk. Get it, Rachel Rohr? Lion Talk? Easy to remember.